Although the safety exam is not mandatory, Sitka examiner Steve Ramp says it's in the best interest of the fishermen to have a check done.
It's a good program. It doesn't cost them anything. There's no ramifications if they're short on equipment. We give them 30 days to get their equipment, and then we give them the decal after we verify that. So there's no fines involved, no costs involved, and it's a good way to make sure these fishermen get home to their families after a trip.
The safety requirements and the length of an exam vary depending on the type of vessel. A large processor has more regulations to meet and might take 2 hours, while a state-numbered vessel fishing within 3 miles of shore usually takes about 30 minutes to check.
In general, the big safety equipment factors are their life raft, their EPIRB, emergency position indicating radio beacon, their immersion suits, if they have to go under the water, shy of the raft, fire extinguishers, life rings, all the safety equipment on board. For the bigger boats that fish offshore, they have to have bilge alarms so they know if they're taken on water. They have to have general alarms so if something goes wrong, they can notify the crew no matter where they are on the boat. We also make sure they have their required navigational publications, charts, sufficient radios and communications equipment depending on where they are.
If boats do not meet current regulations, fishermen are subject to fines, and for extreme violations, the Coast Guard will escort them to the dock and not let them back out to sea until the problems are fixed. The safety exam is mandatory, however, for fishermen whose insurance companies require it, or if a NOAA fish observer is scheduled to go on a boat, because the agency requires a boat to have a current dockside exam. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.